partly cloudy, 88 outside. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. A Clinton man was arrested in Elk City recently after allegedly threatening a woman with a knife and holding her against her will. According to a probable cause affidavit, 33-year-old Corey Lee Mead was arrested just after midnight on June 22nd near the intersection of State Highway 6 and Meadow Ridge Drive after Elk City police were dispatched to the area when a report came in saying a male subject had a shotgun pointed at an individual and that one male subject had thrown a female subject to the ground. When police arrived, they found four people, including Mead, standing in the northbound lane of State Highway 6 and another subject in a nearby pickup. A shotgun was found in the pickup as well. After discussing the incident with the subjects, police were told that Mead may have been holding the woman who he had been in a previous relationship with against her will. When the woman's current boyfriend arrived, Mead allegedly pulled a knife on the woman in an attempt to keep the boyfriend from taking her. According to the affidavit, the boyfriend would point the shotgun at Mead and attempted to get the woman away from him. Mead would then allegedly push the woman to the ground. Police would arrive a short time later. While speaking with police, the woman confirmed that Mead had been following her, and when the men arrived, that Mead did pull a knife out and told the woman that she could not get in the vehicle with them. Later that day, police would recover a knife at Mead's residence that matched the description of the weapon that was used during the altercation. Mead was arrested and booked into the Elk City Jail. He was formally charged with kidnapping and domestic abuse, assault and battery in Beckham County District Court on June 28th. His first court date is scheduled for August 9th. The Hobart boy that went missing last night has been located. Little details have been given. However, according to the Hobart Police Department, 15-year-old Sonny Mendez was located by authorities in Weatherford this morning. Officials had been looking for Mendez since 5:30 p.m. Monday after an alert was issued shortly after his disappearance. Authorities were concerned when the boy went missing due to a proven medical or physical disability that could have put the teen in danger if he was not located. The wheat harvest is nearly complete for not only Western Oklahoma, but the entire state. With a look at this year's numbers, here's Paragon Ag News Director Jimmy Clark.
Wheat harvest is pretty much done in Oklahoma, except in the Panhandle. Yields were down slightly this year. In 2019 and 2020, yields were 40 bushels per acre. This year so far, we're at the 39 bushel per acre mark. Production is up, though, from 2019, which had 104 million bushels. This year is at 105.3 million bushels total, up 1%. 2.7 million acres of wheat was planted in Oklahoma. Texas yields were up from last year, which was 30 bushels an acre, to 34 bushels an acre this year. Production was also up this year. Last year it was 61.5 million bushels to 64.6 million bushels this year. This is Jimmy Clark reporting for Paragon News.
Thank you, Jimmy. Don't forget to catch the latest farm and agriculture news on Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark every Monday through Friday at noon on 96.5 KECO. Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at $73.73. That's down $1.43. Brent crude at $74.86. That's down $1.31. While natural gas is at $3.67. That's down 2 pennies. Recapping our top story, a Clinton man has been charged with kidnapping after allegedly pulling a knife on his ex-girlfriend. Once again, partly cloudy, 88 right now. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.